Good, how are you?
How happy are you to be drafted by your local team?
It's really a dream come true, and I don't know if there's really a word out there to describe how I'm feeling. Maybe exuberant, maybe astonished. I can't really put it into words, but it's truly a blessing, and that's all I can really say at the moment.
How much interest did you think that they had going into the draft? Did you have a vibe that this could happen? And saying that you're exuberant, was it sort of wishful thinking that it could come to fruition?
It was wishful thinking because, you know, I had a rough career. I had a rough career, and I'm not sure how the Steelers felt about me. They're a great organization, and they have great talent on both sides of the ball, especially at my position. So this wasn't a team that I really thought were even looking to take guys, and, you know, somebody there in that organization have faith in me and see me as a valuable guy, and you know, I'm just happy that they felt the way they did about me enough to draft me.
Tony, you had 300-yard games in your final four of your career. How much do you think that helped get drafted today?
It was huge. It was huge for me because without those games and playing against those teams and making plays the way I did against that top talent, I wouldn't even have a shot to be on anybody's radar. And, you know, I came out to help myself by running pretty well. And that was just one step of the puzzle. You know, they got to go back and pull film on me against top talent. And it was evident on film that I could play. And, you know, it's a blessing for me.
Tony, why, you said you had a rough career. Why?
You know, I was a transfer. I was a transfer, and every year I had a different coach, receivers coach. Every year I had a different head coach, and every year I was learning something new. I was starting over every single day, and every year. So it just took me a while for me to find myself, and when I finally found myself in a system that, you know, had faith in me, I was able to go out there and perform, and I've been going uphill ever since.
Tony, what's your best 40 time?
Unofficially, at the pro day on our lasers, it was a 4.36, and I was laser at Colorado at my pro day. I'm not sure what the scouts called me at, but hopefully it was in the 4.4 range. I never really got official results from them, but the results I've got back from the laser and the photos and stuff like that was 4.36.
Tony, you're related to Steve Breaston?
Yes, sir.
First cousin or second cousin or?
Second.
Second cousin. Do you think he put in a good word for you with Todd Haley? Maybe did that help?
Yeah, Steve was a big influence. I think he did. I think Steve was one of the guys. He had his own war room for me, and you know, him and Coach Haley have a great relationship, and he loves that guy, and I'm sure Coach Haley feels highly about Steve, and you know, I got to meet Coach Haley, and we discussed Steve a lot, so. I know Coach Haley's one of the best in the league at what he does, coaching guys up, and you know, I'm just thrilled that he felt what he's seen on film was good enough to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because that's not an easy task.
Who's faster, you or Steve?
I'm gonna give it to Steve. I'm gonna say Steve is faster than me. we always wanted to race, but you know, he's always in season and out of season. He doesn't really like to run a lot. But one day maybe we'll get to settle that and find out. But, you know, me being the younger cousin and him being the older cousin, I'm going to say Steve is that he got the upper hand in that. Thanks.